I'd like to bring up a young man. His name is Ankar. He is one of our good and strong members. He is a potential leader for HAV, and he's going to introduce our next speaker. Training. She has been working with the POV for over 24 years. For the past 4 years, she has been the educational specialist. So, she's also been the DCX official for the American Community Hospital of Blind. So, with no further ado, please introduce Christine from Red Cross. It is an issue. It is something that
everyone needs to work on. I'm not sure that anyone has figured out what the magic bullet for that is. Training programs are still open. It's a little different. For hearing impairment, a lot of the programs have shut down. We do still have training programs. And it's also a national trend that physicians are being cut. A lot of it has to do with the federal, most of them are based on federal funds, and with the new federal requirements that we withhold an additional, so not only the salary, but an additional 60% has to be budgeted, so that's 1.5 positions essentially to fill one as far as money goes. So for an example, I can tell you that Minnesota has cut their number of TBIs by 30% for next year. We are currently partnering with Portland State University in trying to get training in both TBI and certified O&M. And I know our staff here has been working on trying to get teachers who are already certified in special education to further their education for our visually impaired students through that. Now students, we currently have 250 students with vision loss. 220 of those are legally blind. 24 of these students are Braille or pre-Braille readers. And I'm sorry, I'm just looking at my notes, I don't have the number of large print. This also does not include those students who are under, who are not necessarily special education but are in 504, but who may also then require large print or Braille or something. This population has been fairly constant over the last few years. However, the Braille instruction the students requiring Braille instruction has almost doubled over the last 10 years. So with less staff and more intense needs, our teachers, who I think there's about 10 of them in the room, are very, very busy and overworked. I'd like to give them a hand. Lisa has just made sure that we've got that book as they got the pages ready, she got the pages brailled. So our student has had, we have two students that are, oh, one braille, one large print, have been using that algebra book. Next year, there will be algebra and geometry, algebra 2 and geometry, but at least now, the math department knows they've got to get it done as soon as they can, and they've got to give it to Lisa. So those are some of our challenges with braille. But it does remain a top priority with me. I know my teachers don't believe me, so I keep telling my students. But I really am trying to find some kind of support for the braille production. Now, Hawaii Association of the Blind allows for so much to happen for our students. I thank you for that. I can't thank you enough for that. But just a few of the examples I'd like to share with you. For one of our students, the monies that you provided to some of our teachers were used to purchase a iPad holder for a wheelchair. Our teachers have been able to purchase carrying bags for our portable CCTVs. You have provided materials so our teachers could create some tactile books. You've provided glasses. You've provided annual bus passes so that our students could practice their O&M skills and life skills. For a Halloween celebration, you provided pumpkins so that we could have a carving contest. Our students could have a carving contest. And you also provided some groceries, which were then put to use for what they call the gross corpse, a touchy-feely gross corpse. So for example, they used Vienna sausages as fingers, and peeled grapes as eyeballs, and large noodles for intestines, and a wilted cabbage for a brain. So that was a fun activity that took place for our kids because of HAV. You've provided gift cards so that we can purchase some of those materials, but mostly that we can have the kids use that to go shopping and learn about the shopping and buy their own groceries and that sort of thing. You've provided iTunes gift cards for our kids so that they could get some extra books for reading. You've provided Bluetooth keyboards. And you've helped us to purchase appropriate toys for our young kids to use at home. And I want you to know that without that support, either it would come out of a teacher's pocket or it wouldn't happen. And so the support that you give our students and our teachers is so amazing and so important that I want to thank you very much. And we're very, very grateful. And I hope that this relationship continues. So I want to congratulate you on your 50th anniversary. And does anybody have any questions? Okay. Thank you very much.
Background information for you folks. You know, Christine and I are both on the advisory board at Ho'opono, as well as the State Rehab Council. So she and I do get quite a bit of opportunity to talk, and you know, this is how we are able to find out what the schools and the teachers are needing at the time. So you know, that relationship does work very well. So again, I thank you for coming by and sharing with us today. Okay.